Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Oh, God, I never thought I was going to get on there. Holy crap. Yeah, I'm going to trim that down a little bit. I'm just trying to give it a little bit more space for people to get logged on, because sometimes it takes a little bit of time for people to actually get logged in. I don't like that underneath lighting. I'm going to have to kind of turn a little bit more this way. If I can turn the camera. There we go. See if that works. I mean, I know that I haven't even touched the camera, but the thing is that it's where I put all the lighting at. And if you guys saw how many of the lamps from around the house that I actually grab from various rooms to get the lighting right, depending on how I set up everything, everything depends on each other to be exactly right for me to get the same look every single day. So whenever you tune into this show, you're going to get a different lighting scheme every single time you tune in to watch the Tuttle Daily Podcast, which that is. It is the Tuttle Daily Podcast. A couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. You can even call me live right now. If I'm being honest, like, I'm really, really disappointed with the amount of phone calls and interaction that I'm getting with people. Like, this is one of the main reasons I wanted to get this computer. It's one of the reasons I wanted to get one of these boards from Rode. I wanted to be able to interact with you guys. And I'm kind of disappointed. I so would love to get a phone call from you, 407-270-3044. I was going through the Google Voice, and there's quite a few voice messages I haven't gotten to in a while, because I was so busy, but I do want to play some of these, and just to show you, like, I don't blow anybody in, I don't give away any of their information, I'm going to play some voicemails.
Hey, Tuttle. Just from Minnesota, watching your podcast.
From Minnesota, eh? Love your show up here, Tuttle, eh?
YouTube, a little late, but just wanted to let you know, I watch it every night, and you have a great show, and I appreciate all you do.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. See, now some of these are could be... you know, somebody sent this to me, and I'm going to play a little bit of this, and let's see here. Hold on.
If I was to be true to the game like I've been, I could have made Tuttle a star.
Well, I mean, I kind of think you, well, maybe you made me a, like, twinkling star. You know, I'm not even going to play that. I'm not going to get into that type of stuff. See, I can't even. All right, hold on. This one is all the way from December 3rd. It's from Perry.
Hey, brother, this is Tampa Perry. Come on.
Oh, God. You know what? It's a bad idea to even take and play some of these voicemails. Anyways, you get the point. You can easily leave me a voicemail. 407-270-3044. Spice Boys, Gold Mike Doorstop, how are you, buddy? Mick Kelly is in here. Hey, Tuttle, saw you walking by the CVS this morning, was taking my kids to school. Yeah, see, I go on those walks. I try to stay away from US 1 as much as I can, because I don't want random people to just see me walking up and down US 1 and be like, oh, man, Tuttle is really falling off. What a biggie T. Tuttle is really falling off. Tuttle is living on the street, because I see him walking up and down US 1 every single morning. Oh, that is so embarrassing. Well, Mick, I hope you got your kids and everybody to school. I got up early this morning. One of the things that I'm trying out, because I've been bulking up a little bit more. A lot of people are like, oh, Tuttle might be getting fat again. The audio is choppy? How? Hello? Check. Is the audio choppy now? Jesus Christ. Like, people are texting me now. What the hell's going on? Yeah, I don't understand. How can the audio be not right? For real. Well, I don't know what the hell's going on. All right, well. What about now? See, this is really pissing me off now. Let me hit the record button here. All right, I get it. You guys don't have to keep texting me. All right, so, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. See, now, that's going to just, like, completely, that's going to completely just destroy everything, all the momentum. I had everything already planned out. And the audio just sounds, I mean, Vulture, I kind of need you at the beginning of the show just to tell me if stuff sounds good or not. Like, how much time? I was like, what, 6 minutes in? And I finally hear about it. I just wasted 6 minutes. Now I've only got 3 minutes worth of stuff. Guys, I do apologize for any of the people that are in here right now. That was completely, amateur hour. And you guys have got to, like, tell me right away. Like, if, Amy, you got my text? Text me. Tell me. Hey, does not sound right. Because that really does. See, if I'm being honest, I got really bummed out about yesterday. I looked at the amount of people on YouTube that actually watched or listened, and it was pathetic. It really was pathetic. I was so embarrassed by those numbers. And then I pulled this tonight. No wonder people are not checking my stuff out. Thank you, the Black Greek Mafia. Yeah, it is a green screen. But, like, guys, I need a little bit of a break. I need you guys. And that's the other thing. Like, I took Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And that should not kill me. That should not kill and just take a big C block on all the content and all the momentum that I've built up from when I started doing the live stream from the house and stuff. Because, like I said, I was really depressed by the numbers that I had yesterday on the Tuttle Daily Podcast. So I need your guys to, like, really help me, like, spread the word. Iggy T is one of them. He's one of the people that is always there supporting what I'm doing. Now, I really do think that a lot of people are going to give me heat about this. Because I was seeing this story. And I never even thought about this, people. I never, ever thought about this in my life. About people that are disabled or handicapped. Those people do have sexual needs. You know that, right? They have a lot of sexual needs. Can somebody get rid of Naked HD XYZ online? Get rid of that. I don't need that stuff. Please, a moderator, jump in there. Block that person. But what about these people that are disabled, people that are handicapped, that can't go out and actually you know, get somebody. And I have no problem with somebody that's handicapped or disabled wanting to pay for sex. It's the least that we could do. As a matter of fact, I think it should be covered by insurance. But I saw this when I was doing show prep today. A sex worker and her disabled client have spoken out about their romps to normalize people with disabilities having an active sex life. Olive Pearl, 30, and her client Gavin Thornycroft, 32, who has cerebral palsy, decided to speak out about their encounters to break the stigma surrounding sex with a disability. The pair, who have gone on to become good friends, said wheelchair-bound Gavin is often positioned in a sex swing. Sounds pretty good to me. Hell, this dude's probably got a better, Gavin's got a better sex life than I do. Olive, who is originally from Hamburg, Germany, but now lives in Melbourne, Australia, has been in the sex industry on and off since she was 18. She said, Gavin is just a regular guy with the same sexual desires as other people. She said, when I spend time with him, I don't see him any different to any other client. We just have to get a little inventive with our positions to make sure it's comfortable for him. The sex swing is great for that, but that's it. I'm doing great, Mark. T-Bone's in here. Alan Bolin. Well, I mean, look. I would love to have a co-host. I need somebody that's going to be dependable and be here every night at 6. I'm not going to bring somebody on until I can get that promise. But I also wanted to play some of this, though, people. Look at this. This is Gavin Thornycroft. Thornycroft. And his female, look at.
Now I will be sitting in the swing.
All right, so look at Gavin. Gavin's like, hell yeah, look at Gavin. Gavin's like looking right after her, like, hell yeah, getting that sex swing, bitch. Look at this.
See how comfortable it actually is.
She's kind of a curvy, very hippie. Not like hippie as in smoking weed and stuff. Man, I'm just feeling things out. I asked you guys the other day if you like 7, and everybody said it really did not matter. So I kept it to 6.
Well, you have been just talking crap.
Oops. Man, Gavin's probably got a better sex drive than me. Look at that. Sex swings are awesome. T-Bone says, sex swings are awesome. T-Bone, have you used them before? Like, seriously. Can't make that comment without giving me a little bit of detail. But Gavin, man, he's ready to go. He is ready to go.
All right. It's definitely... careful with your face. It's definitely easier to get in already. I'm not feeling like...
Oh, Gavin's making some noise there. Listen to that.
I don't want to fall out. And I find it's a little bit tight around the shoulders like that, but I guess you can...
Ah...
just hold on, or you can move forwards.
Oh, Gavin.
I guess, and you can...
Gavin spoke up to that.
Just sit with your arms like that. But it's comfortable. Oh, it's nice. I can just read a book in here.
Oh, and this chick is one of those crazy bird ladies. Because she's got birds, although you can hear them in the background.
It smells sturdy as well. So, yeah, thank you to the...
Gavin's not that heavy. I mean, you probably weigh as much as Gavin does. And that's not a dig on her. Like, I think she is pretty attractive. Like I said, she's not like your stereotypical, like, dancer or supermodel. But I bet she's crazy.
Someone has recommended that. Yeah, really cool. Okay, I'm gonna say goodbye.
Woo! Oh, look at that. It is on a little, like, dolly on top of the roof. Look, you can pick Gavin on one end. She could be kicking it out wide and see if you could, like, reverse dartboard you know what into you know what.
Say goodbye.
Woo! Bam, right there. All right, so here is Gavin. And Olive.
And another question.
Like I said, Olive is like your everyday type of girl. That's what Olive is about. And Olive is doing God's work. Even though I don't believe in God, Olive is like doing this guy a favor. And he's got the Fozzie. Is Gavin sporting the Fu Manchu? Like, seriously, Foz, you know the whole wrestling scene. Is Gavin rocking the Fu Manchu? Because I really think that's one of them. And by the way, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm talking about handicaps paying sex workers to be sexually pleasured. And this is a first-hand account from Gavin and Olive. Olive is the sex worker. Gavin is the client.
We thought of is how does it compare having sex with a disabled person when compared to having...
Look at Gavin is staring right down into the camera.
Having sex with someone who doesn't have a disability. Personally, like it is, I don't think there's a big difference. You might have to get a bit more creative sometimes and think of things.
Oh, look at this. Look at Gavin. Gavin is got this S-eating grin going on. He's sporting it. He's wearing it because she's talking about having to get inventive
and creative. With anyone, like, you get creative. So for me, personally, there's not, I don't see it.
See, she is a crazy, look, she's got a bird right there. Look at the bird. She can't even do an interview without putting her birds in a cage.
Yeah, for me.
Now I know why she's a sex worker. Because she can't have a normal relationship being crazy bird lady. Guys are going to stand for that.
It depends on the disability.
There's a bird. Gavin's like, get that bird. You know, Gavin can't really move around that much. So he's almost like a statue. Could you imagine how many times the birds land on Gavin? Waiting on his employee, because Olive is kind of like an employee. Gavin's paying her, so he's the boss, and Olive. Gavin's in the other room just waiting. He's got birds crawling all around him. You could throw a bunch of bird seed on Gavin, and the birds would be all over him, and Gavin couldn't do anything about it. But he's about to get laid. And I'm not making fun of Gavin. Gavin is getting more action than I am.
Yeah, for us. And, I don't see a big difference. All right, yeah. All right. I hope this answered the question.
Look at Gavin. He's like, yeah.
Okay, hi. Thanks for your question. Gavin had actually a few experiences.
Look at Gavin. Gavin is living the life. And how can you tell me that this should be against the law? Gavin wanting to pay for sex. How can that be against the law? He's not. There's a lot of women out there that he would never even get a chance with. Like, women would completely turn him down. Because they wouldn't want to get to know Gavin. And does Olive really, really like Gavin? Who knows? They seem like they got a pretty good relationship with each other, even though Gavin is paying for it. But Olive, like I said, she probably, like, and if I'm being honest, the average girl like Olive, the average everyday girl like Olive, this is your wheelhouse, okay? Because I'll tell you why. Guys, when they look at porn, they don't go for women that are over the top hot. Now, like, guys will, they'll look at pornography with women that are completely unattainable for them. But you want to know what turns a guy on the most is when they can find a chick that is hot, that's at the top of their level, that they could still get, possibly. You know, she might have to be a little drunk. You might have to be on top of your game. All the stars align. But yeah, there is a chance that you might be able to get her. And I think that's where guys, that's their wheelhouse. If they can find that chick that they feel like they're comfortable with. So the normal girls, this is your wheelhouse. Because I bet Gavin's got a lot of money. I bet this guy, Gavin, that's in the wheelchair. And if you're just joining me right now to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, this woman, Olive, is a sex worker. Gavin is disabled. He has cerebral palsy. And he's paying Olive to be with him sexually. And I have absolutely no problem with this at all. Because I am a guy. And I'm talking about looking at porn. I'm not talking about me, POV, as a woman, knowing what a man wants. No, that's not what I'm talking about, Fozzie. So don't try to paint me into a corner. I outflanked you on that one. What up, Lummies Peg Juice? I find this fascinating.
He did many, but he thought of two that were, the most memorable ones, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first one, which is going to appear here magically. And it's just this lady going crazy.
Oh, Gavin's, he's making some noise, being responsive.
Especially when you don't know what's going to happen and you're just there by yourself. So, it would scare me as well.
What if Gavin is kind of like, I did not agree to be on her TikTok channel? You know, because does anybody really know what Gavin wants? This could all be, like, made-up stuff. This is, unless it's got from a verified news source, don't ever trust the translation that you're hearing. I've heard a lot of Ukraine speeches from the president that are on TikTok and people are trying to say what he's saying. No, never, ever believe that unless it comes from a trusted news source. There's been a lot of other, like, bombings that have happened where everybody's saying they're using a vacuum bomb. I haven't seen one of the videos yet that they have posted about a vacuum bomb in the Ukraine has been real. It just hasn't.
I guess, I can laugh about it now, but, And it was also a kind of waste of money because, we just left, nothing happened, except she's...
Gavin wants points on the backside anyways. And I probably shouldn't even have talked about, Strabrain. Can't even talk about that because... Last time I talked about it, I ended up getting flagged for misinformation. But I think that's a great story. Good for Gavin. I say good for Gavin. This is another story that I found very, very interesting. Nostalgia. Nostalgia, is good for pain. Nostalgia, thinking about the good old days, things that were popular when you were a kid. Because I got to admit, whenever I'm listening to old songs that are back from the day, I always feel much better. I do. And I just find it very, very interesting. And this is from studyfinds.org. I got to find out what's going on there because... The Drudge Report is constantly posting their stuff. So they probably own it. Find yourself feeling particularly refreshed after flipping through old photo albums? There's good reason. Scientists in China, says taking a break to go down memory lane and enjoy nostalgia really does relieve general aches and pains. I can see that because I'm always in a good mood when I go back and I hear a song that it brings me back to the day or pictures. Yes, happens all the time. According to researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences, feel nostalgic helps people overcome low levels of pain by reducing brain activity. While these feelings have been found to reduce people's perception of pain, biological mechanism at work have remained a mystery until now. They're doing all these studies. Let me ask you, what if you have a bad back-in-the-day memory? Like, I don't think that's going to help you out. The study reveals that yearning for a simpler time reduces brain activity and could help people overcome low levels of pain, like headaches. As a predominantly positive emotion, nostalgia serves various adaptive functions, including a recently revealed effect study. Co-author Professor Hyojin Ka says in a statement per Southwest News Service, human participants' behavioral results showed that nostalgia paradigm significantly reduced participants' perception of pain, particularly at low intensities. So what I'm trying to say is, if you got a headache, just go look at old pictures. Now, if you almost break your back, yeah, forget about it. It's not going to do you any good. It's not going to do you any good at all. If I'm being honest, I've never ever used any of these food delivery services. Because I think people eat too many processed foods as it is. And if you're too lazy to even, per se, go out and, I think it's froze. I swear to God, if that happened, I'm going to be so mad. Let's see if this works. Nope. Ain't going to work. I'm so froze. I'm froze up. I don't even know, like, you're not even seeing anything. Vulture. Something needs to be done here. Like, seriously, I don't know what's going on here. Can the moderators do a job about this guy in here that's just spamming the hell out of me nonstop? I know that I should not let these things, like, upset me, but they do. They really do throw me off. They throw me off consistently.
Pat, well, it was a video.
All right, so back to what I was saying before my computer absolutely froze up on me, that these food delivery services, if you're so lazy, like, I know that we had pizza delivery, still got pizza delivery, but now to get, like, delivered from, like, full-scale restaurants and stuff, you're not burning any calories. Like, since we moved to Edgewater, anytime I go out to go buy food or do something like that, I usually walk to get it, because I think burning some type of calories when you're going out to get your food and stuff is actually a good thing. But you also got to remember, I don't know if I want my food being in weird people's cars. And I know, like, pizza delivery guys, they're weird. A lot of them are potheads, probably high when they're delivering their pizzas and stuff. But it is just pizza. Now, if you go to a Chinese food place, or you don't want somebody assing up your egg foo wan or mugu gai pan or egg rolls, you don't want that. Yeah, what up, Raymond B? Yippee-yo. What up, Burton's Law? No, you're right, Iggy T. So I ended up walking to go get some of that food. But, man, Snoop Dogg now might be getting sued for putting his Grubhub driver, or one of these delivery services, on blast. And he didn't give out your phone number. It was just your picture and first name. I don't think this guy has a case because it's really, really hard to, all coked out. General Savage says, pizza delivery guys, don't forget coked out. Now, it is true. It is true, but so Snoop Dogg put this guy on blast. It's got like 3 or 4 million views from his post. And now the guy's all upset. And like I said, it is hard to prove that you have suffered any damages. I'm sure like you had, this guy probably might have a social media account. If he does that, then all bets are off.
Pat, well, it was a video that is still posted up there on Snoop Dogg's Instagram tonight. Now, this driver says he's so mad he plans to hire a lawyer and possibly file a lawsuit against Snoop Dogg because...
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Good luck with that because I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
He believes some of his private information was shown to millions.
An Uber Eats didn't bring my food. Somebody here, right?
All right, so it had his name and picture. Didn't show his last name, but this guy says too much of his info was let out there. And by the way, the little picture, it was a little avatar pic. You cannot even tell what the person looks like in the picture.
Instagram video posted last month, rapper Snoop Dogg complains about an Uber Eats order he never received.
Fucking Uber Eats didn't bring my food. Somebody here, right?
You know, Snoop was probably high as hell. He was just wanting his food, and he overreacted. The weed got him on this time.
It's not a safe place. Punk motherfucker. My food. Got all my goddamn money, punk.
The video has more than 4 million views.
Yeah, well, all right. Once again, a lot of potheads are probably watching this video. So it's not like any other room, like, hey, man. Let's go get that dude. Let's go get that dude that Snoop Dogg was talking about. Let's get him. So, I don't think this guy has a leg to stand on.
It was in 12,000 comments, and although it only lasts 11 seconds, it had a major impact on this guy, the Uber Eats driver who was trying to make that delivery.
Is my picture there?
All right, so you see this little picture here? That is about, like, how the avatar thing was. Well, I guess this is going to be a night of, like, people just on YouTube wanting to spam my chat. And if you're a moderator in there, just get rid of them. I give you, like, if you see somebody posting stuff like that, that's obvious, just get rid of them. Dump them. Don't even ask. Just get rid of them.
And also, there is a first name.
This guy kind of seems Indian, maybe Middle Eastern. I'm not absolutely sure.
Saeed, who didn't want to use his last name, believes the rapper may have compromised his safety by posting the video to his millions of followers because it shows his name, photo, and license plate number.
Wait, oh, it does? I didn't see that. Okay, video, that might be something.
I'm kind of like, you know, I have...
All right, so you shouldn't have given it out. Should not have given out his license plate. That's bad.
I have like a high anxiety and I fear for my...
All right, if you really, really like feared for your life and you had high anxiety, dude, why are you even doing the story? Now, look, even though you're wearing glasses and I see this little bitty like picture of you in the mirror, you still should not even be doing this interview if you had that much anxiety from it, because you would be afraid to get on the camera.
For my family safety.
Saeed said he had no idea he was delivering to Snoop Dogg back on January 27th when he was sent to an industrial area in Inglewood. He said he followed Uber's protocol.
What was Snoop Dogg doing in an industrial, like, area? Maybe they were, like, had a studio up in there.
Protocol to wait 8 minutes.
I mean, he kind of doxed him a little bit.
I contacted the customer.
I don't think Snoop Dogg should have done that. I can see where this guy is a little angry. But I just don't think that this guy is going to get anything. It's going to be hard for him to prove any damages. And if you're just joining me right now, Snoop Dogg was mad at his Grubhub driver. He posted some of his information on Instagram, I think, or TikTok. And this guy's now wanting to sue, but I just don't think the guy has any ground.
Somewhere many times, and I follow the protocol by the book.
Following the incident, Uber put out this statement saying, "We truly regret Snoop Dogg's frustrating experience. We have reached out to apologize and refunded him for the order."
And guess what? The thing is, this is bad for Uber Eats to offer any of these refunds to a celebrity like that, because how many regular Joes, some normies, some normal people that aren't celebrities, how many people have gotten screwed over on their order and people will tweet, tag Uber Eats? How many of those people didn't get any of their orders back because they weren't celebrities? And you do this for Snoop Dogg? Yeah, I wouldn't be suing either, because then if you sue, you're never, ever going to get any food delivery. It's not going to happen. And you would always be thinking in the back of your head, do my Uber eat? Yeah, the normies. There are normies. I'm glad you like that, AKT. That you're not going to get asked of food by the Uber Eats or Grubhub people. You're going to get it. It's going to happen to you every single time. Uh-oh. Who is this? I bet this is Fozzie. Hello? 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 Who's this? What up, Foz?
Tuttle. It's Fozzie, buddy. Pizza delivery man to the stars. I just wanted to confirm and deny that we're out here getting high, buddy.
Go. All right, man.
I gotta go. Peace.
All right, bye. That's Fozzie calling in. So, yeah, I just don't see that this guy is going to get anything. And now you're just drawing more attention to yourself, kind of making yourself look like a bitch.
But Zaid feels the company never did anything to protect him.
When I read that, I just felt it's not fair, because I am the one deserved an apology from the Uber Eats, not the Snoop.
Zaid says since the video was posted, he hasn't gone back to working for Uber Eats, his only job. He says he wasn't on social media before and feels like he was thrusted into a spotlight he didn't ask for.
But I have to fight for my rights.
Oh, you know what else? I just thought about something. I didn't even, mention this a-hole's message in the chat room, but Tampa Terry was like, "Oh, you asked up the mic." I just thought that was him being stupid. Like, if I would have just listened to Tampa Terry, I would have known that my mic was messed up. You know, for the people that watch all the time and have been there from the beginning, you guys gotta let me know. Let me know immediately if the microphone sounds like crap. Because I missed about 8-9 minutes worth of good material at the beginning. The show, the audio podcast, is just gonna sound like garbage. I've already had to reset this thing a whole bunch of times. See, luckily the new board that I have, it does record everything that goes through the board. So even the times I had to re-disconnect and stuff, you guys will be able to hear that, by the way. So if you want to, catch some of the stuff that happened behind the scenes while my computer was frozen up, you could actually hear that.
Right, and my family, right? I just feel like I'm not treated well from this celebrity, and also from
yeah,
up there on.
I don't know. What's Amy? Is this guy sound Indian to you?
In a few different ways. It says it uses anonymous phone numbers when drivers are communicating with customers. They also say that they don't use the last name of drivers, but that they do use license plates so that the customer will.
Your license plate is out there, right? But, it wasn't tweeted out by Snoop Dogg.
know they are getting the correct order. Reporting live, Leslie Marine, KCAL 9 News.
Linda Marine. All right, so I found that kind of interesting. I don't think Snoop Dogg's going to, like, get in any trouble. It's going to be kind of hard to prove anything. This is a very interesting story. I know I say that about all of them, overhyping all the stories that I want to play.
A former police chief, they're right, trying to fake his own death.
All right, so number one, this guy right here, now he does not look like he could ever be responsible for a police force, overseeing a police force, but this guy faked his own suicide because this guy was one of those bad cops that everybody talks about. And he ended up, was going to go to jail for a really, really long time, faked his own suicide. This happened in North Carolina. Now, if you faked your own suicide, wouldn't you get further away than a neighboring state, which was South Carolina?
A former police chief there tried to fake his own death and is now in jail after hiding out with a relative just across.
That's also the other thing. You can't stay with your relatives because they're going to go there. That's the first place that they're going. They're going to your relative's place. This guy must have been the worst cop in the world. Not only did he go to a neighboring state, he went to a neighboring state that shared part of its name with, and then you stayed at your aunt's house? Worst cop ever.
Across the South Carolina line. Authorities believe former Chadburn Police Chief Anthony Spivey was attempting to elude criminal conviction on dozens of charges.
And look at all the get or dones that they had. Hold on, where is it? Look it up. Look at all these get or dones that people that have probably just volunteered to go find this cop that faked his own suicide.
Conviction on dozens of charges that led to his termination from the police force. WCT's Ann McAdams has been following this story since Spivey was first arrested in April of 2021. And Ann, this is just the latest arrest for Spivey.
Daniela, yes, his first arrest came last year after he was accused of stealing guns, drugs, and cash from the Chadburn Police Department.
This guy looks like he's going out, like, worshiping a certain Muslim god, if you know what I'm talking about. Look at that beard. That is straight up a Muslim beard. I'm not saying anything bad. I wish I could grow a beard that was that cool, but I can't.
An evidence locker. He then got arrested again, charged with embezzling thousands of dollars from a family whose son was battling leukemia. Despite the charges, Spivey was able to post a $500,000 bond to get out of jail.
Man, that's a big-ass bond.
While awaiting trial, he was set to appear in court Monday, but didn't show up. About the same time, his boat was discovered abandoned.
All right, so this might sound like a dumb question, people. If this guy was out on a $500,000 bond, is the bondsman S out of luck if he commits suicide? Or does the bondsman still get his money back? Because a $500,000 bond is pretty big. And this bondsman was going to get stiffed with it because this guy faked his own suicide. Now, come to find out, he wasn't dead. So does the bail bondsman have to give the money back that he got back? And then catch the guy and then bring him back in and get your money back again? I know it's probably not that complicated. It's just the thought that came up into my head.
On the Lumber River, along with an apparent suicide note. Because of the unusual circumstances, authorities thought he may have staged his own death to get out of his legal trouble. Sheriff's deputies looked for his body, while the FBI and U.S. Marshals looked for signs.
I thought I saw Tommy Lee Jones back there in the back. That U.S. Marshals shows, or that movie, that Robert Downey Jr. was in with him. That was a good one. And Wesley Snipes. Because Wesley Snipes was the guy on the run. Oh, that was a good movie. I'm going to have to write that one down.
he might still be alive. They got a tip yesterday. He was hiding out with an aunt just over the South Carolina line.
Got him. And why would you put your aunt in that situation? They do end up interviewing the aunt. You know, the aunt was covering for the aunt. The aunt was definitely.
And found him in a creek behind her apartment complex. Spivey's aunt says she didn't know she was harboring a fugitive.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this broad when she talks.
She believes her nephew is innocent and being set up.
I was told different stories.
Man, listen to that whistle through the dentures. If you notice at the end of every word, she kind of whistles. The whistles on the train go whoop, whoop.
Different stories, but I do know, and I will state.
Oh, that whistle. That reminds me of growing up, being around grandparents, great uncles, all that stuff. To hear that whistle through the dentures, yeah. That's nostalgia. That's the good stuff.
The fact that I do know he is not no drug addict like they say.
He ain't no drug addict. Well, that means he kind of is, because that's a straight up double negative if I've ever heard one. He ain't no drug dealer. So he isn't. Well, ain't's not even a word. So is that technically a double negative?
He is not no drug addict like they.
He is not no drug addict. Double negative for sure. So he is.
They say he is. Columbus County.
Man, do you think that dogs tilt their head from side to side if they're around her and that whistling is going on? Yeah, they eat meat on the bone. They do eat meat on the bone. But I tell you right now, this old lady has got some hunting dogs on her front porch. They're all like this every time she talks, tilting the head. They're like, what the hell is that high-pitched sound?
Tony Cox is doing him wrong.
She is clearly on her nephew's side.
Doesn't it look like that is the mugshot of one of the terrorists from 9/11? That beard, man. Holy crap.
Spivey could be facing more charges and more arrests could be on the way. Those details could come out of the Columbus County Sheriff's Office press conference tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, so this guy, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, I don't know if I should even play this. Every so often, I will find some stuff on World Star Hip Hop, and a lot of people are gonna like throw out there, like, how is this video even out there, dude? They get cell phones into jails all the time, and I had to dump out of some of the racial terms this guy was using and some of the descriptive sexual things he was saying. So there'll be some times when the audio is going to go out, but this guy is the booty bandit. Yeah, you heard that right. He is the booty bandit. Matter of fact, I wonder if I should play this video first. I don't know which one came first. Here, you know what? Watch this. I'm going to play this video first so you can check out the Booty Bandit. The Booty Bandit must be famous because bandit somebody returns. All right, so the Booty Bandit, you read here, the Booty Bandit returns to prison for more booty. Now, if you know this is a prison, he's not looking for lady booty. This is man booty. And this guy is into man booty, and the way he describes it is just fascinating.
Booty Bandit returns.
What's up, y'all? It's the Booty Bandit. I had to come back in this bitch, man. I had to come back here, man, to give me some of this Chang Gang booty.
Did you hear that correctly? Some of that Chang Gang booty. This guy's coming back to get some of that Chain Gang booty.
It's Chain Gang booty. Hey, man, thank y'all for supporting me, man. I ain't got that much time to do. But y'all stay posted, man. I got a whole bunch of booty stores coming near you. You know your man is gay? If he get out of prison and he want to have...
So, that is the Booty Bandit. Now, the Booty Bandit, talks about a time where he... All right, so this is the Booty Bandit, same guy. Got a little bit of a longer goatee going on here.
Go some more booty stories. Oh.
So I guess he just gives booty stories. This was on TikTok. And this, I got this off of World Star Hip Hop. Now I'm going to see if I can find more about the Booty Bandit.
Okay, listen. So I'm going to start off what I did last time. So I stepped Devon with the shorts.
Devon with the shorts. So Devon with the shorts must be kind of famous because everybody knows it's Devon with shorts.
So they're like, oh yeah, bitch gonna look good in there. So.
How's this guy pulling booty? Definitely got to be paying for booty. If you're just joining me right now, this is some audio, some in-jail audio from the world-famous Booty Bandit. Just played, he got back in jail and he is looking forward to that Chang Gang booty.
Here we go, some more booty stories. Okay, listen. So I'm going to start off what I did last time. So I stepped Devon with the shorts. So they're like, oh yeah, bitch going to look good in there. So he was like, shoot, how much?
And I, how much? So this is a sexual transaction going on in prison.
I was like, $3. Now let me explain to you how money go in prison. Money is...
Oh, and this is the other thing. I watched this cooking show, and I'm going to start playing some of those clips about having to make... I learned how to make granola, prison granola. I found out how they fry chicken in prison where they get sterno, and they use the steps to go up to the second floor of whatever branch that they're in prison, and they cook on that. Like, while they're frying chicken, guess what? You're not going upstairs because they're frying chicken on the steps. And then, like, I found out how to make that purple drink. I'm not talking about the purple drink that's got promethazine or whatever in it. This is just, like, all these candies mixed together, crushed up, pin in there, hot water over the top of it. Then they put coffee in it, and they drink that. And I'm like, oh, man. Oh, milk and Pepsi. Mepsi. I learned about Mepsi today. Milk and Pepsi together makes Mepsi. And that's something. Prison Mepsi is something that they drink.
Food. Whatever food you buy at a canteen, however much it costs, that's money. So he said, I said I wanted $3. You know what I mean? Which would be like two.
All right. I'm interested to find out what $3 equals when it comes to food. And if I drop out of this, it's because I have second thoughts about some of the content.
Dollars, you know what I mean? Which would be like two mackerels. I said I wanted two mackerels. Was a dollar.
Wait, what is it? Did you say mackerel? What, are you guys trading fish in prison?
50. So, yeah, okay, cool. So while we talking, doing the deal, there's a dude that sleep directly.
Iggy T. I don't know. Like, you might do well in prison. Like, you would definitely be protected, Iggy T. Because if you're in a woman's prison, like, Orange is the New Black type style, and you would be very protected because you would be, like, somebody they would protect. Amy Sinha would be the same way. They'd be like, look, you would have one of the strongest ladies would have your back and be like, nope, you ain't rolling on my Iggy T. Ain't rolling in my, rolling up on my Amy Sinha. It's just not happening. That's the way that it would be. You wouldn't have to deal with the Booty Bandit.
Across, we in an open bay dorm. It's beds everywhere. So we at his bed. So it's a dude sleep right across. Some old school dude. He be trying to like give us dollars and shit. But he.
All right. So let me bring that up. Let me ask you, okay, guys out there. One of the main reasons I don't want to go to prison. But, I mean, guys in prison are probably having more sex than I am. And I do just fine. It doesn't make me have to go out and hook up with other guys and stuff. But if you're in prison for a really, really long time, and you do happen to have sex with a guy in prison, but you don't when you're outside of prison, does that make you gay? And I'm not like, I am the biggest supporter of supporter of LGBTQT. I am. Does not bother me if you're homosexual, lesbian, any of the acronym letters. But this is a term they use. It's called gay for the stay. Does that really make you gay, though? Like, if you have sex with other men when you're in jail, does that make you gay?
Watching. You know what I mean? He watching me talk to the, you know what I mean, to the dude. So
what is this guy trying to say? Is there some type of voyeurism type sex going on in jail? Does this guy not have enough food to be able to get some booty like this bandit is?
I'm like, I see him watching. So I'm like, fuck it. So he like turned his head. So when the dude going in his locker.
By the way, this guy is a horrible storyteller.
Vaughn going in his locker because the way the locker sit on the end of the bunk bed. So he going in his locker to get shit. I grind up on him. I grind his ass.
No, see, this the Booty Bandit is very, very romantic. The Booty Bandit is a romancer for sure.
So he turned back like, oh, you like that, huh? Hey, Vaughn turned around like, oh, you like that, huh?
All right, so I'm going to dump out of this because it does get a little bad there. It does. Guys, I really do, like, appreciate everybody that's been coming in. Sorry about the technical difficulties there, but I guess I'm going to have to start doing a sound check with Vulture. You know who I did not see in the chat room tonight? The guy that yesterday told me about Justin Clark looking for a producer. I just don't think it. I don't think there's any chance for me to actually get that gig. I just do not see it happening at all. Because I know that my name is Mud over at Florida Man Radio, JVC. And I've offered, like, I've told people that I would do anything and everything. I'll get on my knees and kiss whoever's ass that I pissed off. I'll beg for forgiveness. You know, I don't know if teachers in the state of Florida can. So I know this is up in North Carolina. But I also think that teachers, if they don't have any felonies and they're responsible concealed carry permit people, they should be able to bring it to work. But up in North Carolina, a Wayne science teacher cited for carrying a pocket knife at a high school resisting officer. So, you know what ended up happening? A kid probably complained about the knife. Tom Delaney coming in with $1.99. Guys, don't forget, you can tip me. You can tip me anytime on any of the platforms, I think. I don't know if you can do it on some of them yet, but eventually, hopefully, you will be able to. A high school teacher has been issued a citation for possession of a weapon on school property and resisting a public officer, according to Wayne County Sheriff's Office. Thank you, General Savage. I know. Anthony Williams, a science teacher at Southern Wayne High School, was carrying a pocket knife on school grounds, which is a violation of policy. A deputy approached Williams during a Southern Wayne High School basketball game on Wednesday, February 16th, officials said. What up, William Dargas? Yeah, dude. Did you hear back from Justin Clark? How did anybody know that the guy had a knife? I bet a teacher, or I mean a student, ratted him out. Had to be. Somebody that gave him a David Rivera. Whoop, whoop. David Rivera coming in $19.99 with the super sticker. Thank you, David Rivera. Thank you, buddy. I missed you. Maybe you were there. I just haven't seen you. You got to check in with me, David Rivera. I always feel better whenever you check in. But you know for a fact it was probably a student that this teacher gave a bad grade to or sent him to the principal's office and they got detention or in-school suspension. According to the sheriff's office, the deputy asked Williams to move to a more private location and then questioned the teacher about the knife and asked him to hand it over. Mr. Williams did not comply, a statement read, which resulted in a physical contact between Mr. Williams and the deputy. All right, so are we really, really, really going to throw Iggy T coming in with that $6.99 of Canadian money? Thank you, Iggy T. Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to put Iggy T up there. Look at that. Iggy T. That's a great pick, by the way. Thank you, Iggy T. Well, thank you, David Rivera. I really appreciate that. David, so you really do prefer that one? Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And Iggy T, you are definitely my streaming crush. You and Amy. Like, I don't know. You guys seem like you guys are getting along. But thank you, Iggy T. But are we really going to pit a teacher in jail and it led to a physical, like, contact with each other? Physical violence? What if this school resource officer would have shot this teacher because he wouldn't give up a pocket knife? Wait, hold on. I don't even know where my pocket knife is. Anyways, yeah, scissors. It floors me, and we all know that it was probably, no, we don't know that it was probably, we know that it was a idiot that wanted to just mess around with this teacher, and it's sad, but we all did that. Like, I know for a fact that we made quite a few teachers quit in middle school. We ended up having a deaf teacher. That was the band teacher, too, by the way. No, that was a different one. We made a couple of teachers quit. We ended up having one teacher. One of the teachers was deaf, and he was our history teacher. And we would do stuff like this. We would hold up our hand, we'd be like, and we would just, like, move our lips, but we wouldn't make any sound. We'd just be like this. And then he would turn up his hearing aids. And when he would turn up his hearing aids, we would scream, "What is the question? Answer to number two." And this guy, it would blow out his eardrums. And we used to do other things to mess with him. And then we ended up coming in one morning. It was written on the chalkboard. Mr. Kelly ended up quitting. He left us a message. Said, "Cannot do this anymore. I'm moving on in another direction. Wish you well, Mr. Kelly." So we made that teacher quit. And then we had a band teacher that had Tourette's. Do you know how awkward it was? Because he had two tics. He had one where he would beep. He would just walk around. He would go, "Boop, boop, 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 boop." That was one of his. And then he liked to kick and lick things. But during the national anthem, football games, it would beep. And then he finally got let go because he ended up licking one of the female students. Yeah, very awkward. Very, very awkward. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody that checked out tonight's content. If you're listening on the audio podcast, don't forget this live stream happens on all the streaming platforms that I'm on. Got to be careful about which ones I mention, so that's why I'm not doing it. But if you want to find out what streaming platforms I'm on, just go to Tuttle.net. Anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.